Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. I would like to read from Do It Now, my little book of sayings. Show appreciation for the opinions of others. Appreciation is the link most often missing from the chain of meaningful communication. I notice in so much conversation, even when there is agreement, there is a lack of appreciation. It seems to me that appreciation is the mark of a refined soul, someone who can give others space to be himself and appreciate not only his right to that space, but appreciate where he's coming from, appreciate his particular slant on things, appreciate above all him, or obviously her, appreciate other people, because they all are, in a sense, what you could be potentially. Everybody is an extension, or sort of, you might say, put it this way, that everybody is specializing on behalf of the entire human race in being himself. We have all possibilities within human nature, but each human being has to explore certain avenues. He can't explore all avenues. You can't be good at everything. They say, jack of all trades, master of none. You can never be really an expert in all fields. Somebody was joining our community or interested in joining, and people were so amazed at his abilities. He'd been in so many different trades, done so many different things, and they were thinking of this as an advantage. Well, I looked at his age, it was 29, and I thought nobody by the age of 29 could do that many things and be good at any of them, really. And in fact, my evaluation, which I didn't share with people, proved to be the right one. It was that he had been too restless to stick at one thing and do it well. Whatever you do, you must do it with talent. In fact, as another sidelight on this, it's been said that people of many talents are often unhappy people. And I suppose it's because they don't settle down on one thing. They're sort of flit restlessly from one thing to another. If they're good at one, they don't finish one project before they go off and do something else. As a result, they're always left frustrated and unfulfilled. The solution to success in every field, and especially if you're multi-talented, is to concentrate completely on whatever it is that you're doing and finish it. In that way, you can do many different things. Leonardo da Vinci was a man of many talents, but from all I can tell of his life, he was a deeply wise and satisfied human being, too. Well, anyway, this idea of appreciating other people for their talents instead of envying them, just be satisfied that you can do the best job you can with who you are, and give others space to be great at whatever they're doing. In this way, you will find that you develop friendships, and you also expand your consciousness to include a broader understanding of the world around you. For communication with other people, once you can learn to really appreciate others, you will find that they in turn appreciate you, and it doesn't have to become a mutual admiration society. Rather, in that appreciation, you can draw the best out of each other. One of the people in this world, the person I would say who most completely exemplified this quality of appreciation, was my spiritual teacher, Paramhansa Yogananda. He was the author of Autobiography of a Yogi. One might think that someone so great, so famous, followed by so many thousands of people, would tend to somewhat look slightingly on lesser human beings. Most people would in that position. He was just the opposite. He was so respectful and so appreciative of the goodness in everyone, the talents of everyone. And so I'm going to play a piece from the Mystic Harp, played by Derek Bell, a cut from this album. It's called Mukunda, and it's got a little bit of a strange genesis. Mukunda was the childhood name of Paramhansa Yogananda, and it meant the giver of liberation. But in this album, I haven't spoken of it in that context, but I was very surprised when I wrote it that this melody should have come out so Irish in flavor. The saying with this particular piece is, "A breeze of love wafts joyfully over the earth." Feel this as you listen to the music. Thank you. That was Mukunda from the album The Mystic Harp. And to read again this saying, show appreciation for the opinions of others. Appreciation is the link most often missing from the chain of meaningful communication. Joy to you.